moving from a face-to-face class to an online class is much more difficult transition. As many educators encountered in the spring when we shifted online, it takes time and planning to move synchronous activities into asynchronous activities the students can complete on their own time, apart from a common video conference or class time. It takes time also to learn the tools that you may want to use, from course management systems to video conferencing to common note-taking platforms. It takes time to understand how to also create social and teaching presence through those platforms with students when you're not in the same socially proximate space every class period. So if you believe you might have to move your course online at any time, it's probably best to go ahead and spend the time necessary to make it engaging and productive for your students. A second reason is that designing an online course makes you a more intentional teacher generally, whether you're teaching online or face-to-face, since it asks you to think more explicitly about how you will scaffold activities and assignments, whether that's asynchronous or synchronous, so that you can move students in a scaffolded way towards the course learning goals. We find that those who are designing online courses are often thinking more carefully and intentionally about that than sometimes face-to-face instruction requires, since many feel comfortable just improvising once they get into the classroom. In online courses, you have to think things out a bit more clearly and can therefore hopefully add a bit more clarity and detail and structure to your courses and make it more purposeful and meaningful for your students.